to this woman who, my understanding is, all she really did was reject him. So it's such a hilarious thing to do a whole song dedicated to a person who simply said, "Nah, I don't want to date you." That's so petty. So it's petty revenge, which is fun. And it's revenge in the sense of he didn't do anything to her. He just is like, "Hey, look how great I am now. Huh? What about me?" It's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the interesting things about playing the song now is I think it came out about 20 years ago. And at least the music video was supposed to be like a 20-year high school reunion where they were playing this song. You know, he was playing this song in the football field or whatever. And I think that's hilarious for anybody who has a 20-year reunion coming up. I'm sure there's a few of them playing this song in the back of their head.
I don't think I'm that petty. Maybe I am. I might walk out to it. Who knows?
All right. Well, here is How Do You Like Me Now by Toby Keith.
Stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number, I wrote "Call for a Good Time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your room. Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing. Who could that be singing? Me, baby, would you wake up call? How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Well, Drew, it's no accident that we're playing The Chicks next. I did that on purpose because this song, Not Ready to Make Nice by The Chicks, I think is actually probably about Toby Keith, at least in part.
It's definitely about Toby Keith. And I know there's a lot of people listening who are on The Chicks' side in that little battle. And I know there's a lot of people listening who are on Toby Keith's side in that little battle. I'm going to be completely honest. I don't care whose side you're on. If you say you don't like cancel culture, then you have to be against what Toby Keith did to The Chicks. And the fact that they wrote this song about that and it's a hit is the sweetest revenge. They took his little song, How Do You Like Me Now? And they flipped it on its head and threw it right back at him. And it's beautiful. And I saw them headline Bonnaroo. You know, he didn't headline Bonnaroo. They did. So I think he won the first round of that series. You know, they got played, kicked off the radio, et cetera. And I think they won in the long run. And I know that's going to make a lot of people pull over right now and have to take a few breaths, and they're mad at me. And I get that. But the Chicks are wildly successful, even if you don't personally listen to them now. They're huge across all genres. And Toby's, of course, still doing good, too, you know, going on Fox and talking about the economy or whatever he's doing. So they're all having good careers, but it's a great little revenge tale.
This is a song that the Chicks put out kind of on their comeback tour, which was, I think, like 2007, 2008, something like that, maybe 2006. And I thought it was so interesting when it came out. I was a big fan of theirs. And I was frustrated back then about the cancel culture. I don't think we had the word for it back then, but it totally was, you know, anybody that was saying anything that didn't go straight in line with what, you know, the powers that be told you to think. I mean, they got canceled right away. And it was interesting because everybody kind of knew they were on this comeback tour. And this was one of the key singles that they released. And I thought it was so smart because they're like, yeah, we're back, but it doesn't mean we're going to be nice. It doesn't mean that we're taking anything that we said back.
Well, they knew that they could get an audience for it one way or the other. And I think the internet had a lot to do with that. And again, I'm not trying to take sides. It's probably clear whose side I was on at the time, but that's because I'm for free speech. But I think that doing this song is a great way to sort of put it to bed, though, too. He is rich and has a great career and millions of fans. They are rich. They have a great career and millions of fans. At the end of the day, what they did kind of didn't matter in the long term, but this song is a nice little bow on the end of that story.
Absolutely. Well, here is Not Ready to Make Nice by the Chicks.
Yeah.
time heals everything, but I'm still waiting.
This next song we're going to feature is by one of my favorite artists by the name of Lindy Ortega. Lindy is one of those people who falls under that catch-all term Americana. She has country, folk, a lot of Western, and a lot of traditional Mexican music in her sound. And it's another great revenge song called Murder of Crows, which I love that title for a song.
Yeah, I love country songs that have the play on words in the title and in the song. It's like going to a good salon or barbershop. I feel like in a small town, you have to have the like play on words in the name of the place. Like, I just love, like,
yes.
You know what I mean?
I was like, oh, dude, there's everyone listening right now either owns, their wife owns, or someone in their family owns, you know, like Cut to the Chase or whatever it is.
Yeah. I love that. And I feel like it can come across as cheesy, but I also love when people take it really like serious and they put a lot of time into it and they find like unconventional ways to do it and kind of more of that deep cut way to do it. And I feel like Murder of Crows is playing off of that phrase. I love it here. And I think it just fits with the song.
Did you say deep cut to do it on purpose? Is that one in your town? Deep Cuts by Sissy?
I'm sure.
We had To Die For, D-Y-E.
Oh yeah.
To get your hair colored there.
Yeah, absolutely. To Die For, I feel like, is one everywhere. But I love that. I feel like it's a whole small town thing. Everybody should take pride in that. All right. Well, here is Murder of Crows by Lindy Ortega.
Thank you.
coming up, we're going to hear from Loretta Lynn, Bobby Bear, and Porter Wegg. So stick around.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We're talking about revenge songs in country music. It's a great theme that we're playing today. Next up, we're going to hear Fist City by Loretta Lynn.
I get excited every time I hear the song. I get excited every time I hear a reference to the song. I get excited every time I hear someone say Loretta Lynn's name because I start thinking about this song. I think that my type is an aunt who's willing to fight. I think that's the kind of woman I'm into, and I think this song is the anthem of an aunt who's willing to fight.
Yeah, I love the fighting songs, and kind of, I don't know what year this came out. I guess I should have looked that up before I said it, but I love that generation of artists, of the women artists that have that fight in them. Obviously, Dolly Parton does, Loretta Lynn, and I love that duality. I especially see it in the South of, like, you know, manners, but I'll fight. And I love a person with manners that's willing to fight.
Absolutely. If you have too many manners and you're not willing to fight, you're just gonna get, you know, you're gonna get run over. You're gonna get bowled over. You're gonna have some lady take your man, but not Loretta. Not without going to Fist City first. And by the way, she's the mayor. She's the alderman. She's on the school board. She's the cops. She's all that at Fist City.
All right. Here is Fist City by Loretta Lynn.
You've been making your brags around town that you've been loving my man. But the man I love, when he picks up trash, he puts it in a garbage can. And that's what you look like to me, and what I see's a pity. You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City. You better detour around my town, 'cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a send my baby's a saint, 'cause he ain't, and that he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to Fist City. Come on and tell me what you told my friends, if you think you're brave enough. And I'll show you what a real woman is, since you think you're a hot stuff. You'll bite off more than you can chew if you get too cute or witty. You better move your feet if you don't want to eat a meal that's called Fist City. If you don't want to go to Fist City, you better detour.
Matt, this next song is by someone who I consider to be one of the greats in country music and arguably one of the most underrated, probably depending on who you're talking to and what generation they're from. But Bobby Bear seems to get a little looked over when we talk about the greats of yesteryear. He's not quite mentioned in the same air as, say, a George Jones, but I think he belongs there. And the song Marie Laveau, for those who don't know, the Marie Laveau story is a dark, twisted, could only happen in New Orleans story. And as a side note, my wife is obsessed with that story. Marie Laveau owned, what's the phrase we can use on the radio, Matt? What kind of business did she run? A brothel? We're allowed to say brothel.
I I think you're allowed to say brothel.
She ran a brothel, but she also had a hobby. You want to tell the people what the hobby was?
I actually don't know.
Oh, she was a serial killer.
Oh, right. I did know that.
Yeah. What a woman. What a successful American story.
You could be anything in America. You could be two things.
Especially.
You could be two things.
Yeah, especially in the 1800s and you were a woman. You couldn't be many things, actually. But those are two things you could be.
All right. Well, here's Marie Laveau by Bobby Bear.
The most famous of all the voodoo queens that ever existed is Marie Laveau down in Louisiana. A lot of weird, ungodly tales about Marie. She's supposed to have a lot of magic potions and spells and curses. Down in Louisiana where the black trees grow lives a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau. She got a black cat tooth and a mojo bone. Seen y'all messing around there, she go. Another man done gone. And then one night when the moon was black, into the swamp come Handsome Jack. No good man like you all know. When he was looking around for Marie Laveau, he said, Marie Laveau, you lovely witch, give me a little charm that'll make me rich. Give me $1 million and tell you what I'll do. This very night I'm gonna marry you, and it'll be another man done gone. And so Marie done some magic and she shook a little sand. Made $1 million and she put it in his hand. Then she giggled and she wiggled and she said, hey, hey, I'm getting ready for my wedding day. But oh, a handsome Jack, he said, goodbye, Marie. You're too damn ugly for a rich man like me. Then Marie started mumbling, her fangs started gnashing. Her body started trembling and her eyes started flashing. And she went, another man done gone. Oh, if you ever get down where the black trees grow and meet a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau, if she ever asks you to make her your wife, man, you better stay with her for the rest of your life, or it'll be
all right, Drew, the next song we're going to play is The Cold Hard Facts by Porter Wagoner. I love going back and listening to the old Porter Wagoner songs. Obviously, we play a lot of Dolly on here. I really like that sound from that classic legends country sound. And Porter Wagoner is somebody that I think consistently is at the top of those lists.
Yeah, Porter Wagoner, like you said, has that classic sound. And I'm not going to say he was responsible for Dolly Parton's sound or success, but obviously helped get her career started. I also love that classic sound. It's a great song by a great, great, arguably underrated country singer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think especially today when you go back and you listen to how we got to where we are, especially with some of the newer artists coming out that have that throwback sound, I think there's a lot of influence from Porter Wagoner. In the newer stuff that's coming out now with that throwback sound. One of the things I love, I mean, you hear it with Waylon Jennings, you hear it with Merle Haggard and others, is just kind of that, that, I don't know. I think the Cold Hard Facts, I mean, that's just a great title for that type of music. I mean, I feel like you could hear your uncles or your grandpa or whatever. I mean, it's like riding in the truck, listening to a song like this. It just all fits.
Well, Three Chords and the Truth was meant to be a way to describe this type of country music, but also in and of itself is a sort of poetic title. And that's all the Cold Hard Facts of Life. It's a reference to that. There's a type of art. There's a subgenre inside country music, if you will, of, hey, when I put music out, it's nothing but the truth. And that appeals to people, of course, because, you know, we get BS all the time. And I'm not saying Porter Wagoner's never, ever given any BS, but he's saying in this song, I'm not going to.
All right. Here's the Cold Hard Facts of Life by Porter Wagoner.
Back in town a day before I'd planned to. I smiled and said, I'll sure surprise my wife. I don't think I'll phone, I'll just head on home. For I didn't know the cold hard facts of life. I passed a little wine store on the corner. I pictured pink champagne by candlelight. I stopped the car right then, got out and hurried in. My mind not on the cold hard facts of life. A stranger stood there by the counter. He said, I'll take two bottles of your best. Her husband's out of town and there's a party. He winked as if to say, you know the rest. I left the store two steps behind the stranger. From there to my house, his car stayed inside. But it wasn't till he turned into my drive that I learned I was witnessing the cold hard facts of life. Till I was dizzy. Each time the noise came louder from within. And then I saw our bottle there beside me. And I drank a fifth of courage and walked in. Lord, you should have seen their frantic faces. They screamed and cried, please put away that knife. I guess I'll go to hell, or I'll rot here in this cell. But who taught who the cold hard facts of life? Who taught who the cold hard facts of life?
All right, next up, we're going to hear from Miranda Lambert, Justin Towns Earl, and Chris Knight. So stick around.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies for today. West winds and highs in the low 30s. Those clouds stick around tonight. Lower 20s by Monday morning. Clouds in mid-30s on Monday. Look out for some snow. This will be after midnight Monday night, and it will continue into Tuesday. Right now, it's 31.
Weekends were made for Country Legends 24-7, 105.5
FM. Nickels and dimes, memories and wine,
she's on his mind once again. The same old stew, the same old fool, played by the rules but didn't win. There's an old love in his heart that he can't lose. He'd try forgetting, but he knows that it's no use. He's got a full-hearted memory. It won't let him see that she walked out the door. He's got a full-hearted memory. He sits patiently here every night so it can fool him more. She was his girl, his only world, that string of pearls that slipped away. A thousand eyes, a thousand times, he doesn't mind what they say. He fills a jukebox, then plays the same old song. He fills his glass, and then he turns her memory on. But it's a full-hearted memory. It won't let him see that she walked out the door. He's got a full-hearted memory. He sits patiently here every night so it can fool him more. He's got a full-hearted memory. It won't let him see that she walked out the door. He's got a full-hearted memory.
Country Legends
24/7. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We're talking about revenge songs in country music. Next up, Drew, is Kerosene by Miranda Lambert.
Miranda Lambert, I'm not going to say this song put her on the map, but this song and this album is really when I think the world was like, oh, we got a superstar on our hands. And this is a cheating song. It's a song about when someone's done you wrong and you put your all into it, and what are you going to do now? And what she's going to do is burn it all. And I think she means metaphorically, because she says in there, forget you high society, I'm soaking in kerosene. But there's this thing in country music, I'm telling you, with country women, where, like, at the very least, you're concerned. They mean literally.
Yeah, maybe in the 70s and 80s and 90s it was an actual fire, but maybe somewhere around the 90s when they had to start cleaning up the image, I think it got a little bit more metaphorical. Well, here is Kerosene by Miranda Lambert.
I'm giving up on
Matt, the next song we're going to play is by an artist who I really love and respect a lot. May he rest in peace. Justin Townes Earl is no longer with us. And when you carry the name Justin Townes Earl, your father, Steve Earl, he named you after Townes Van Zandt, and then you decide to be a songwriter, that is a special kind of, I don't want to say glutton for punishment, but just fearlessness of, I know I'm going to be compared to two of the greatest songwriters of all time. Copperhead Road and You Can Put Flowers on My Grave are inarguably two of the greatest folk songs in the Americana genre ever. He entered right into that genre, and he did great. We've featured him numerous times on here. He knocked it out of the park. This song, I think, is one of his most country songs because it has that trick that country does, especially pop country, where this is a general theme. We're not really sure what's happened in this song. We just know somebody's going to pay. We know that someone lied to Justin or the protagonist, and someone's going to pay for that lie. And it was a guy. So we don't think it was romantic. But other than that, we don't really know what happened.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think he as an artist is another one that, you know, if you're not familiar with them, it's sometimes hard to place their sound. I mean, it's definitely a new and updated sound, but it has such that traditional throwback sound. And I just really like that about him and a bunch of the other artists that we feature on the show. So here's Someone Will Pay by Justin Townes Earl.
I get even. I tell you, boy, you best be believing all the stars in the sky. Someone will pay for the way you lie. Don't you think I'll forget? My tickets, I get even yet. On my mama's life, someone will pay for the way you lie. All you kids need a lesson, and I'm a teacher. Go on and call your mama, boy. You're gonna need her. So I got a one-track mind. If I search this whole world wide, I'm nothing but time. Someone will pay for the way you lied. Terms, take it out in the streets. My last time, I'll make you pay for the way you lie. I'm gonna make you pay for the way you lie.
Matt, I'm really excited that we're going to play this next song. This is a long song. This is a song by a guy who's had some hits on country radio, covered by other artists, and a couple smaller hits himself. But this particular song didn't get a lot of radio play because it's very long and it's a murder ballad. But when it comes to revenge songs in the country genre, Down the River by Chris Knight is absolutely what's going to pop in my head every time. This is a straight up, you killed my family, I'm killing you back. Old school, kind of like Wild West, although it's set in Kentucky, so maybe this is an Eastern instead of a Western. And I dig it. It's great storytelling. It's also interesting to me, he only mentions one person by name in the song, and it's not his own brother who's passed, and it's not himself. It is the person who he ends up, you know, taking their life. And there's something dark about that, in my opinion. Oh, Chris Knight's such a good writer.
You've mentioned him a few times in the past. For those that don't know him, talk a little bit about, like, what you know, when was he making his hits? Like, what else is he known for?
Yeah, so in the 90s, I know he had a song done by John Anderson called It Ain't Easy Being Me. Some of our listeners who have been country fans for a while probably remember that. Tyler Childers did a version of it more recently. I think that's only live, but I know how you Tyler Childers fans are. You've heard every version of everything. So he had that success, and then he had another one, I think, called Sorryville, and another one called Level Land that he himself hit the charts with, but it never went super high. He had another hit called Enough Rope that was dark. I mean, he's got a real Southern Gothic theme to him. You know, Enough Rope, the theme was, you know, if I had enough rope, I'd hang myself, but I don't. I can't even do that. So not a lot of uplifting songs, but a lot of great ones. And that's why we love country music.
Absolutely. All right. Well, here is Down the River by Chris Knight.
I was 18, my brother was 21. One Saturday evening, when all the work was done, we went down to the river, had some tried lines to run. My brother Walter had a fight the week before. Knocked a boy named Wilson through the pool hall door. They said you don't mess with Wilson unless you want a war. I put the boat in the water and I made the engine run. I loaded the lantern against the sinking sun and my brother Walter was loading his gun, and we went down the river. Down past the coal docks, we were running our line. Heard some drunken racing up behind. It was Wilson and his cousin had trouble on their mind. They passed on by us, probably going to tend their pie. We headed up the river with the fish we caught, but before we made the landing, I heard a shot. Fell over the side. I couldn't find him, no matter how I tried. And I looked along the bank, but I couldn't find where they'd hide. They drug the river, they searched it up and down. Couldn't find his body, they decided that he'd drown. But I knew better than Wilson bragged around town. So one night I floated down right above Wilson's shack. I hid in the woods till I saw him
Well, Drew, thanks so much for joining us today and talking about revenge in country music.
Yeah, and if you guys want to get revenge on me and fight me in person, I live at Matt Hildreth's address. You can find me there, as always.
Talk a little bit about where people can find you online.
Yeah, you can go to drewmorgancomedy.com and you can see any of my tour dates. I am at Drew Morg Comedy on Instagram, and yeah. Come hang out with me on the internet at the very least, or come see me live.
Absolutely. Well, for everybody here at the Forgotten Country Radio Show, thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Matt Hildreth.
Country Legends 24/7. One night in 1969, Willie Nelson got a call that his house was on fire.
And I came home and rushed in, and I went in and got my guitar and a pound of weed that I had left in there. And I gave it to a friend of mine outside and said, go hide that somewhere. And he did.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks on mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulled out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains and houses. name in graveyards full of old black men and the graveyards of the rusted automobile. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans, and I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Dealing cards with the old man in the club car. Penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels rumbling beneath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking. Songs again, the passengers will please refrain. This train has got the disappearing railroad blues. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
CBS News Brief. Worcester, Massachusetts is expected to get as much as 15 inches by the time the snow stops falling. Joe DeAngelo says he's already had enough.
The roads are pretty rough. They're not even plowed, half of them. A lot of trucks stuck.
The NTSB is investigating the Alaska Airlines 737 window blowout. Chair Jennifer Homendy says not only was no one hurt.
We are very, very fortunate here that this didn't end up in something more tragic. No one was seated in 26 A and B.
Boeing 737 MAX 9s grounded until they pass structural inspections. Speaking in Doha, Secretary of State Blinken says more humanitarian aid is a must in Gaza.
An immediate increase in aid is essential, as is improving deconfliction procedures to ensure its safe and secure delivery, including to northern Gaza.
And he says displaced civilians should be allowed to return home. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies for today. West winds and highs in the low 30s. Those clouds stick around tonight. Lower 20s by Monday morning. Clouds in mid-30s on Monday. Look out for some snow. This will be after midnight Monday night, and it will continue into Tuesday. Right now, it's 31.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen at least three times. Everybody.